This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Austin State Representative James Tallarico is campaigning in the Houston area this weekend after getting into the race for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. Tallarico was on today's Hello Houston to talk about his run for John Cornyn's seat.
I really believe that all 30 million Texans deserve a senator who's going to represent them and not their billionaire donors. And sadly, we've seen way too many politicians, frankly, in both political parties, who are more interested in serving their donors than serving the people.
Tallarico has a rally in Rosenberg tonight, and he also has an appearance in North Houston tomorrow. Democrats Colin Allred and Terry Virts are also running. Attorney General Ken Paxton is vying for the Republican nomination. The Houston chapter of the American Institute of Architects will have its annual sandcastle competition in Galveston this weekend. News 88.7's Sydney Jackson tells us organizers are hoping to create an environmentally conscious atmosphere.
Organizers say 20 teams of professionals will compete on Saturday, and up to 12 amateur teams will have the chance to compete the following day. First place winners of the competition will receive a golden bucket. Second and third place winners will receive shovels in silver and bronze. Eric Cross is representative for the AIA Houston chapter. He says there will be strict enforcement of recycling and cleaning.
We are in Galveston. It is a public beach, so you know people are going to be able to kind of go on and off on the grounds. And so I would say just sticking to what Galveston Island had in place.
The competition aims to raise money for the AIA Houston chapter while bringing the community together. I'm Sydney Jackson, News 88.7.
College football tonight. The University of Houston hosts Colorado with a 6:30 tip-off. Also, the Astros play the Braves in Atlanta tonight, and first pitch is at 6:15. Mostly clear skies are expected this evening, overnight low around 75 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 95. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
I'm Todd Zwillick.